everybody. Welcome to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but April was a month, you know, I know it seems like every month is some kind of, you know, has some kind of name to it, but April was Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I think that that's a really important month for us as moms to acknowledge, because one of the things that as a mom is really difficult for us to look at and want to actually face and deal with is the potential of child abuse when it comes to our children. And I'm not talking about kids, you know, who are subject to domestic abuse. I'm talking about sexual abuse, and you know, that can happen anywhere. And unfortunately, it does. And it's not something that we want to talk about or deal with. I know it makes me completely squeamish to think about it. And because of my own position as a parent, you know, I'm a mom of a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and you know, I know that I need to talk to them about these things, and I don't know how, to be dead honest. You know, I've spoken to people about, you know, how do you address this? What do you say? They're so little, they don't understand. You know, and I really wanted to find some kind of tool to help me with this. And in search of that tool, I found Kate Power. And Kate Power is the author of a children's book called My Underpants Rule. And it's an acclaimed children's book. She actually was a police officer from 1992 to 2011, and she saw really, you know, the worst sides of life during that time and harm to children. And so what she did was she used her experience in criminology, psychology, and teaching for the foundation of My Underpants Rule. So thank you so much for being here today with us, Kate.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Now, you know, in looking at this book and spending some time with that, what I loved the most about, well, there are a few things I loved about it, but you have how to use this book at the very outset so that parents really know what they're supposed to be doing with it. And I know it's targeted towards, you know, ages 3 to 8. Why did you choose for this book to be speaking to that age group, that 3 to 8 age group?
Well, 3 to 8 is a really important time because it's actually when onset of a lot of child abuse starts and long-term child abuse. And I wrote it mainly because we need a really fun, easy tool as parents. So I'm so with you. Sometimes this subject used to make me squirmish. It still makes me squirmish. But it's so important to get the message across. And so we've written a book that's for everyday parents, carers, and educators. It's simple. It's really effective, and it's fun.
Now, have you had the opportunity to talk to children, you know, or present this book to children and see their reactions and hear their questions?
Oh, absolutely. We launched it about 6 months ago in Australia, and we've had a huge reaction. The main thing that we get from kids is because the book's really, really colourful, and it's got rhyming language, and it's got child-friendly humour in there. And kids have a laugh when they read the book because there's funny jokes about under their pants, meaning funny jokes about names and funny noises that kids really like at that age. And kids come back and say, that's my favorite book. I want to read this at night, which is amazing because of the topic. And because of that, the kids are so engaged in the book, they learn the underpants rule rhyme really quickly. So I even have a video of a 2-year-old. After 2 reads, he can say part of the rhyme. I think it's incredible.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't read it to my kids yet because I wanted to have this interview with you first before I did. But I read it myself. And I have to tell you, you know, a boy who's 4 and a girl who's 6, they're so obsessed with farting and pooping and peeing. Like, they think it's the funniest thing that they ever, you know, heard. They love to make jokes about all that. So when I saw that you were smart, it was so smart to incorporate something that they think is the best humor ever into this book. And then along with like being a superhero, and it's the way that you speak to what makes them comfortable and what they understand is just, I think it's brilliant. I think it's very well done.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We really want to engage the kids because that's how they learn. And the beauty of that too is for parents who feel that this is a bit tricky, all they need to do is read the book once or twice to their kids a month, and their kids will learn the underpants rule, and it could even save them from a terrible incident. So it actually helps parents feel comfortable and go, oh, actually, this is quite easy. I can do this. And then it just really starts up a lot of trust and future conversations about this topic or other topics that are sensitive.
Yeah, you know, when we come back, I want to kind of go through the tips of how to use the book that you laid out, because one of the things that you said was repetition. You continue to read the book. You don't, you know, it's not just something you read one time and put away. So I want to get back and talk about that in just a moment. I'm Bettina Bush. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. And before the break, we were talking to Kate Power. She's the author of My Underpants Rule. And it's a book that is really a useful tool for parents who are, and I don't know who's not uncomfortable about the subject of kids and making sure that their private parts remain private and they're not violated in any way by someone who does not have their best interests in mind. And, you know, it's very difficult for parents to approach the subject. And so in this book, Kate has lined out how to use this book at the outset so the parents know what they're doing. So in the beginning, you say, you know, if you're reading this, you obviously care about at least one child and want to empower them to deal with difficult situations. And that's what My Underpants Rule is made for. So the first tip that you say is make it fun and interactive. So let's talk about that.
A parent who feels uncomfortable, at first you just need to read the book to your kid and start there. But then you can build on the book. So the book, the cornerstone of the book is the underpants rhyme. And would you like me to tell you the rhyme? So
absolutely.
Have a really good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's under my pants belongs only to me, and others can't touch there or ask me to see. But say, growing up a doctor when I'm not healthy, what's under my pants belongs only to me. And if this rule's broken, I can run, kick or scream. Yes, it's really okay if I make a big scene. My underpants rule has been broken, you see. What's under my pants belongs only to me. So that's the rhyme, and we actually encourage your kids to learn that rhyme, and it is crazy how quickly they pick it up. And especially for kids who feel a bit frightened about the world, the superhero theme encourages kids to act like superheroes. So you can even put a superhero cape or put a towel on them if you don't have a cape, and you can encourage your kid to say the rhyme with you and standing like a superhero, just role-playing, so that you bring confidence and fun in when you're learning protective behaviors.
Now you say protective behaviors, and that's something that I think when you're thinking about this subject, that's something that you want to teach your child, but you're not quite sure how. And you talk about, you know, what they should be doing in the book, which I think is wonderful, because not only are you saying it belongs only to me, but here's what I can do if somebody tries to come at me.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's the rhyme, and then we play a game with the kids that involves scenario questions. And unfortunately, most kids in these situations freeze because they don't know what's happening. It's a normal reaction, and they're also used to doing what adults tell them to do. So the scenario questions trigger an action response. So I can run, kick and scream. Yes, it's really okay if I make a big scene, and then always tell someone you trust who wasn't there when it happened, and I'll help you work it out. So it really gives kids a really good understanding without any scary stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And creating that conversation and allowing your child to guide it, you know, because what you don't want to do is venture too far into the subjects. This is one of the things that you say is, you know, over time, your child may become curious about different aspects of the content. So be guided by your child on how far they need to go into the subject, which makes it easier for you. Take your cues from the child.
Absolutely. I think that's right.
That's very important because you're looking at a large age range. You know, if you're picking up this book for an 8-year-old, you're going to have a far different conversation than you're going to have with your 3-year-old.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And then, you know, you mentioned the repetition. Kids learn things at different stages. And if you just do it gently once or twice a month, then they really do build and understand.
Yeah, I think, and also anybody who's read like a Dr. Seuss book to their child, this the rhyming pattern that you have and the way that it's written is very, it lends itself to the kids remembering it. And, you know, it's almost like a song. You know, they want to say it, they want to repeat it. So it's really great. Now, if our listeners want to find this book or find you on social media, where should they go?
Well, we're you can go to our website. So it's myunderpantsrule.com, and there's a lot more information. You can get a book from our website, myunderpantsrule.com, or you can even contact me. We're also on Amazon.
Oh, perfect. So if you're like me and you're Amazon Priming everything straight to your house because you don't have time to get to the store, you can find My Underpants right. Rule by Kate Power on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for being here with us, Kate. Is there any advice that you'd like to leave our listeners with about this subject?
You know what? There is 1 in 5 American kids estimated to be sexually assaulted before they're 18, which is just horrific. So I just really encourage parents just to pick up the book, just read it. It's easy, and just empower your kids.
Thank you so much. We're all about empowering our kids, and thanks so much for giving us a tool that we can use to do that. All right, I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio, and we'll be right back with more.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.